With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestradino back here with, of course, the great Jenny Autumn. Jenny, how are you?
I am excellent, Rob.
Okay.
You know, another week on the farm.
Another week on the farm.
All is good.
We will be talking about Farmer Wants a Wife, episode number two. We're so happy that you are here with us. But Jenny, we do have some news here at the top of the show, as we have long been talking about how we are going to change up the format for our weekly podcasting, but we do officially have some news to get into with our listeners, with the Millie Gang. We have a new format.
Yes,
officially.
We love a good
official.
Format.
We've been talking it through. We're here. We're here, and We went back and forth. We talked about a lot of things. And ultimately, Jenny has a great idea for what this podcast is going to be about. Jenny, do you want to let the listeners in?
Of course. Why not? I love letting the listeners in. So, you know, some of these shows that we cover, Rob and I, sometimes they're a hit.
Boom.
Sometimes we get a few weeks in and we are like, we should have quit this.
Yeah,
we
quiet
should have
quit.
Stopped.
Yes.
We should have stopped podcasting about this.
We should have stopped. But we had no way to do that. Where are the breaks?
Not, yeah. What do you do when you start podcasting about a show and then it's like you've waded too far into the ocean and now you're
we missed our exit. How do we get out? All right. Next exit is 92 miles. Sorry, so Jenny, that's like, I don't know, how many kilometers?
Like 200 or something.
Oh my God.
so this is where we find ourselves sometimes, where we're like, you know what? We always enjoy the time we spend together, the two of us each week when we get
time.
To talk. I think I'm speaking for both of us, but I think you feel the same. And sometimes the show that we are podcasting about is just, it's just not it. It's not a hit. And so what we decided was the concept of the show is hit or quit. Is the show a hit or should Rob and I quit?
Yep. If it's a hit,
that's it.
We keep going. We watch the next episode. We're doing
it. We'll keep going. We'll come back next week. And we'll come back next week no matter what. Yeah. I think that that's
important. We're not quitting podcasting.
No.
We're just going to start a new show.
Yeah. Yeah.
A new reality show.
There's nothing wrong with that.
A new reality show.
We're keeping a reality because that's what we do.
A new reality show and a new reality show that's currently airing. Like this is not the RGP Rewind. We're not going to go back and watch an old show or anything like that. But we are going to, like, I don't know, maybe if something like premiered the week before, maybe we can do go back
like
a week.
Catch up.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. We'll see.
And this is basically because it's like, you know, we have gone through some gruesome times. You know, we've stuck with some shows that were, you know, muddy bogs of a slog, and we can do it. Mm-hmm. Like I believe in us. We can and we will do it. If the people want it, we will.
Yeah.
But if there's something else emerging that people are like, I'm a little interested. You're having the distracted boyfriend situation going on. Like, we are not opposed to quitting and taking a little look to see if the next thing is hit. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Okay. So what we have done is that we have polled our audience. We will get into those poll results later on. We said we're coming back. We're at recapping episode 2 of Farmer Wants a Wife. We will do that first. But then after we get done, because we might, you know, our feelings could evolve as we talk it through here on Farmer Wants a Wife episode 2 later on in the show. We will go to the lanterns and we will talk about, are we going to ring the bell? Okay. We will hear what the audience has said. We will have a form every week. Go to robinswebsite.com/hit or quit. You could let us know, is Farmer Wants a Wife a hit or do we quit? And we do have the results from today's poll. So we will bring that in. And the audience has voted and told us if they think Farmer Wants a Wife is a hit or if we should quit. And then we will factor that in with Jenny and my decision. And we will find out at the end of the show if we will be continuing to cover Farmer Wants a Wife next week. So you don't have to watch it next week if we are not going to be covering it. And also, we give the audience an option to tell us what we should be watching, and we will make a call at the end of the show if we do switch it up. Is that too complicated?
I don't think that's too complicated.
I think the show's a hit or we quit. That's the show. Yeah, that's the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that's great. And I think that, at least how I feel, as long as we are together and we have something to talk about, mm-hmm. I'm happy.
Yep.
And I feel like I've seen the sentiment that other people are also happy about that. But if people have ideas about what they would prefer us to be, you know, looking at, then why not let them in? You know, like we shouldn't be making all the decisions here. I don't even like making decisions.
Okay. All right. Well, we will talk about our decision later on. But much like these four farmers, we are on the search for love of who we're going to settle down with. Will it be Farmer Wants a Wife or will it be something else? And so, Jenny, I thought that this was a more interesting night here on Farmer Wants a Wife as we got to the absurdity of these five women ultimately all moving in with each with one of these four farmers.
Yes, I will give Farmer Wants a Wife like its flowers where they are due. This is unique to a lot of dating reality shows, and it is precisely the reason why I think it has the potential for great success. Maybe not great success for drama or wackiness, but I think the chance that two people, or potentially 8 people, I have to do the math there, could end up happily ever after here and not break up in 6 months with a notes app post on Instagram. They are doing things that, as far as I'm aware, no other dating show is doing. They're not on an island. They're not on a yacht. Mm-hmm. They're not in a house. They're not on a train. They're not on a boat. They are living in I will say one person's farm.
Yeah.
But presumably, if you are choosing to marry a farmer, you're going to move into that farm. They are living the somewhat day-to-day life that they would live if they were to be with this person. But you get the fun of all five of them, at least to start, being there at the same time, all living in the same house while these farmers are trying to build connections with all of them. So I am hopeful that there is like a possibility of drama from that part, because at least with like in The Bachelor, you know, all the people, like all the women or the men, depending on it's bachelor or bachelorette, are living in like a mansion together.
Yeah.
But like the lead is not living in there. It's not their house. Like, it's different. I think that this is being smaller and like more intimate. I think that there's maybe more of a chance for things getting a little bit more stressful, because it's a little bit more like real life, and less like a TV show.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense what you're saying. And also famously on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, that we always talk about, people are there. Are they there for the right reasons?
Mm-hmm.
There is no other reason why any of these women would be showing up for Farmer Wants a Wife if they did not really understand fully the premise of being the wife of a farmer.
Yeah, I'm sorry. First of all, the premise is in the title. Like, you know exactly what you're getting yourself into. Maybe not like to the like deep details, like not all farmers are the same. But you are, you know, you're signing up for this with at least an understanding of what lifestyle and type of person you are looking to end up with. You can't tell me that anyone is signing up for this show as a career move.
None of these women are vying to be the next farmerette. Oh, you know what I mean?
Do you think that could ever be a thing? We need the lady farmers.
Farmerette wants a farmhand.
Yeah.
I guess we could do a, you know, lady farmer is looking
there
for.
There are lady farmers. Yeah.
No doubt. And
I don't know if any of the other versions that already exist already.
But none of these women, Jenny, are farm owners who would then be able to be looking for a farmer husband.
Well, I think that if they already had their own farms, it would be maybe a conflict of interest, because you can't. Are you going to live separately on your own farms? Whose farm wins? You know, it's a battle of the farms. Like, what do? Is it like you compare who has the most cattle?
Yeah.
Who has the most acre? Like, where are we going to live? Whose farm are we keeping?
Right. Jenny, we ultimately explore here really on Farmer Wants a Wife, really like some of the best aspects of marriage, which ultimately seems to be free labor.
I mean, one of my notes from the premiere was, do these men want a wife or do they just need help on the farm? So I think
Why can't it be both?
Well, that's clearly
Have you ever heard of farmhand with benefits?
Can you give me a farmhand? yeah, I mean, that seems to be what we're getting here. I think that this concept is hilarious, though.
Which part? Farmer Wants a Wife?
Well, all of it. But the concept where we have built in pseudo challenges. They're not challenges because there seems to be no competition or prize or winning of anything. It's not like whoever does the best at picking up twigs gets more private time with Hunter. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like that, but we're getting these like activities.
But farmers be watching.
they do be watching. I love this concept that, like, okay, you are on the show purposely to find a husband with a very particular job, and you are going to have to learn how they do things and what sort of things you might have to do to support this person in their lifestyle. And I think that's genius.
Yeah.
And I think that there needs to be more reality shows where people get immersed in the, like, can you imagine, Rob, if you, okay, first of all, this is an imaginary land because you have a wonderful wife and you don't have to worry about this. But can you imagine if you had like a, like, who wants to marry a podcaster? And like, you have to, you have all these people in your house. Like, what are the tasks that you're being like, all right, as a podcaster, like you have to do this.
Well, Jenny, you touch on something that I think is really good here, because I feel like that, yeah, these other dating shows are just like all about the romance and dinners and extravagance. But this, I mean, this is really the wife Olympics of it's like, hey, all right, then sure, you're attractive, sure, we hit it off, but how are you at the chores?
Yeah.
All right, they're like,
do you know, can you handle you, the cows?
Yeah. You don't really seem like you're into cleaning up after the horses.
Yeah, because those are going to be the things that
a little slow with fixing my fence.
Yeah. You don't seem like you've handled a lot of wood in your time. it's like, this is literally what is happening on this show, though. Like, they're not challenges. Like, imagine it's just like, all right, guys, today this tree has fallen down in the pasture. We have to chop it up and get rid of it. Like, it's just the most mundane things. But this is life, baby, okay? And you need to be prepared for this to be your life. And that is why I think that, like, it is going to weed out the people that are like, oh, God, this was not for me. Because you can't be on this show and think, just one more week and that's another 50,000 followers on Instagram. There's no way. Yeah. If you are like, this is not the life for me, you're getting the F out.
You,
like,
leave.
You cannot tell me different.
Right. Okay. well, that's very well said about everybody here on Farmer Wants a Wife. They have to really want to be there. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just see. Okay. So Cassidy Joe on Instagram does have 8,400 Instagram followers. Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Nothing to sneeze at.
Yep. Has a photo with latest deer kill. Has a photo. So she's a femme.
How did you find her so easily? Because I'm pretty sure last week during the podcast, I searched Alan Farmer Wants a Wife on Instagram. I did not deny not finding anything. Well, and still comes up on my Instagram like that I searched for.
Yeah,
it.
I searched Cassidy Joe Instagram, and she's got a pretty robust Instagram presence. So I don't know, maybe that's how they found her for the show. But ultimately,
but I think she's very into Alan, right?
I don't know. I think she really wants to win the show.
Oh, you think that she...
If anybody's going to be the farmerette, maybe it's going to be her.
The farmerette. coming to hit or quit in a few months.
Sloan from Farmer Wants a Wife? I'm not sure what the Instagram presence is.
Sloan would never be farmerette because she's a city girl.
Yes. Okay. All right.
She could never be the farmerette.
Well, Jenny, let's talk about, I guess, our headlines from this episode of Farmer Wants a Wife. Okay. For anybody who's not watching the show, we had one confirmed person did go home of the 20 women who showed up. And then, honestly, I'm not sure if Megan left at the end of the show.
It was not clear.
Yes.
I'm assuming probably.
Probably.
I don't know, though. She said, I can't do this. I need to go home.
And yeah. And then Hunter. Hunter said,
this is tough. This is tough.
Yeah.
I love Hunter.
You think this is tough? You should have watched Special Forces.
Yeah. You have no idea.
Fail!
can you imagine?
You Muppet!
Can you imagine them, like, while they're trying to do
Billy Billingsley? Yeah, was there. Billy, you gotta pay the man. You gotta pay the man. Yeah.
You gotta pay this horse. You gotta feed this horse. Pay the man, feed the horse.
Yeah. Okay.
That'd be brilliant.
So Megan might be leaving. She says reality TV is hard, but I felt so bad for Sloan, Jenny, who Farmer Alan kicks out Sloan. Every other farmer said, I can't. It's too soon. Can't get rid of somebody. Farmer Alan, only person, says, all right.
Of course.
I think it's time to go.
Well, don't forget, Rob, Alan actually invited his sixth pick. We don't know who that was because he did pick Cassidy Joe last and then chose her for the 24 hours.
Yeah.
But as we, you know, I may have already forgotten about Ariana, his first pick, who turned him down, and then they still gave him another five people to invite to the farm. So he might have already been like, eh, the fifth one is already kind of like on the ropes. I also think that Alan is kind of like a by the book sort of guy. And I honestly think that maybe he just didn't think to ask, well, what if I don't want to send any of them home? Because what was the point of this, Rob? Jennifer Nettles, lovely lady, leaves these cards for them after they have this lovely day of doing hard labor on the farm that says, okay, well, you know, love isn't easy, and you need to, if you've not made a connection with someone, you should ask them to leave the farm tonight. And I thought that this was suggesting, like, you have to make a decision. It's a rose ceremony.
This is a TV show. We got tribal council tonight.
We got to get some of these people out of here. We can't afford to pay all of these people.
Right. But this was sort of like the equivalent of like, all right, pick two people to come on the reward. It's like, oh, can I please get one more person? All right, fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody did that, I guess, except for Alan, or he really did not care for Sloan.
Well, we did get the indication that he wasn't super impressed with Sloan during the hard
little
manual
slow.
Labor.
Little, but,
she was putting the slow in Sloan. Yeah. She was not
right there.
She's not helping out too much.
Yeah.
And I think a man like Alan, he doesn't love that. But I do really think that, like, Alan is just so deadpan. You know what I mean? Like, he's just like, I just think that he was like, oh, okay, I have to get rid of someone, and like doesn't even bother to be like, well, what if I wanted to keep all of them? He's like, well, this is what I do. Okay, sorry, bye, Sloan. Where the rest of the guys are like,
Well, you know, Jenny, not the first breakup that Alan has had in his time. So when you've been through what he's been through, ain't no big thing to say goodbye to Sloan, because we found out in the beginning of the episode. We talked about last week, my ex painted the walls. And Cassidy Joe didn't like them. We found out this from Alan.
You know, did I not tell you I was married?
You were married?
Yeah, I was married to that woman.
And Cassidy Joe, she could not even believe that he was married.
You're divorced.
Yes.
I don't really believe it. Divorce. Did you try?
Yeah. Okay.
Did you even try?
Yeah, it's very insulting. So, right?
Oh, yeah. She was shaming the hell out of this man. So when she says she doesn't believe in divorce, she's like, I don't believe you. I don't believe that divorce took place. No.
Yeah. Well, does she not believe the divorce happened, or she does not believe in divorce as a concept?
Yeah, I think that she's just like, if you are in a marriage, if you decide to marry someone and you fall upon hard times in the relationship, divorce is not an option. You work it out. And so she's basically saying like, well, did you even try? Like, that's you can't just quit when things get hard.
Jenny, this is a lot of pressure on us, because at the end of this show, we have to make a decision.
And I'm just so
nervous. If ultimately we decide to move on.
You're divorced.
Yes.
I don't really believe it. Divorce.
Did you even try to podcast about Farmer Wants a Wife? Did you even try that? Cassidy Joe would be pissed if we don't come back for episode 3, I think, because like we just quit. We just did 2 episodes and that was it. Like, this was a commitment. But this is no, like, and that's fine. Like, a lot of, you know, especially, you know, some religious people are just like, the sanctity of marriage. You do not get into a marriage with the, you know, the thought of, okay, well, maybe I'll get divorced someday. But I'm like wondering, because do you think that it's less of a red flag to get into a relationship with someone who's been divorced? Or because I sort of think, like, if this person has been married before, they've been divorced, that's not an easy thing to do. Don't you think that they're like going to take it very seriously when they're considering potentially marrying another person? Because it's like, they know all of the stuff that goes into like having a divorce. It's not like it's like, eh.
Well, like, but it's also that you've done it before. You know, it's possible. So maybe, first time it's like, oh, this is forever. And then maybe after you get a divorce, it's like, oh, well, even if worse comes to worse, like, I know that there's all you know,
it's different.
I know how
if,
to
like,
do
some,
the thing.
Right. I guess. But it's like, I think that the thing is probably not a pleasant thing to go through. Like, you know, if you have lawyers involved, like, it could have been costly, like, all obviously all of the like emotional turmoil and all of that. It's like, it would be one thing if you were like, oh, I've been divorced three times. You're like, okay, well, this person will get married and divorced on a freaking whim. But it's like, if it's once, I think that that person, not everyone, but I think that in a lot of cases, you might be like, all right, this person is probably going to take it very seriously before making that sort of commitment again, because they've had it go wrong and they know what that looks like.
Well, Cassidy Joe, she is going to take it very seriously. She does not believe in divorce. And if she does get married, guess what?
Whoever ends up with me, they're stuck with me.
Right?
They're stuck with my ass.
You're stuck with her ass.
Stuck with her ass. On the farm.
Yeah. So that
are there asses on the farm?
Yes.
He said he would get a donkey for Ariana, and she said no.
Yeah, you're stuck with her ass.
You know what? I'm gonna give him a little bit of the sass.
Yeah.
Forever.
You're stuck with it. Okay.
You're stuck.
Sorry, Alan.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Jenny, we got to see all of the ladies arrive. Everybody had sort of like their overnight date. The only other like thing to mention, boy, Ryan, boy, this guy is really
smoochy.
He's gonna well for Ryan.
Did you try?
Yes.
I don't know that he did. No. I think that it just came to him.
Boy,
I think that this man oozes sex appeal.
I guess so. Because he kissed.
And they can't keep their hands off of them.
Two of the five women already.
The women have been initiating the smoochies with Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
100p.
Yeah.
But I like he's it's not like he's not putting up the signals.
Okay. So in the first 24 hours with Haley, Okay, that they had dinner and then they did have a kiss at the end. But later on in the episode, he has a kiss from some other woman that seems
Sarah.
Just like completely out of left field.
I believe it's Sarah.
I think so, yes. Yeah. Sarah wanted to explore her connection with Ryan and they had a romantic moment. I think Sarah might have been feeling like, hey, there's an elimination tonight.
I gotta get going. Well, Ryan was impressed with Sarah earlier in the day because they were making a fence. They were fixing a fence. And she's not like a farm type girl, but she's got good attitude. Mm-hmm. So that's super attractive, right? Like someone that just has like a go-getter attitude. It's like, hey, this is maybe not for me, but I'll give it a try.
Okay. All right.
So yeah.
All the dates are coming through, and we see the women en route to Farmer Hunter's house. This was some of the conversation in the van coming out.
Yeah, I wonder what they did. Like, I wonder if she got down and dirty.
Whoa.
Whoa. It was only 24 hours. They just met each other.
By the way, we're making this show sound like twice as good as it actually was. Like, we're making this show sound like really good.
Yeah, I know.
People are like, ooh, Farmer Wants a Wife sounds really good.
No, there were two kisses. No one got down and dirty.
People did get dirty.
There was hay. I don't know if there was really much dirt.
Yeah,
but
let's just say a few of these ladies were down for a roll in the hay. Okay.
Yeah.
And they were rolling the hay. A lot.
All sorts of hay rolling going on.
Yeah, a lot of rolling hay. Yeah. All right.
There was wood.
Yeah. Yes. And they...
The women were handling wood.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Yeah, everybody is coming in. Jenny, what'd you think of the bunk bed situation here? I think this is that Farmer Hunter's house. Does Farmer Hunter have these bunk beds all the time, or did production set them up?
That's what I wanted to know, because it's like, that's the wild thing about having these five people come to your home that is not like a fake home. Like, this is apparently where they live. This is their farm. So these homes are probably not like set up already to have five guests. So
yeah,
I think unless like Hunter's the kind of guy that has slumber parties all the time, has his buddies over and he's like, get in the bunk beds. Because I do think that if you're like, you're going to go like party at a farm.
Yeah.
You're not driving home. You can't get an Uber.
I guess so. Like, but typically, I think if you are going to have house guests out at the farm, do they all sleep in bunk beds in the living room?
Oh, what? You don't think the house was just set up with bunk beds? The problem is that like, it looked like they were meant to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were very,
they
like,
did match. Yeah.
They matched the, like the vibe of, so if these were production props, which they like very much probably were, because why does Hunter just have multiple bunk beds in his living room? They did a good job making it look intentional, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he probably doesn't have multiple bedrooms. Like he's a man that lives by himself. He wants a wife. He didn't want five guests.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
Yeah, bunk beds.
How do they decide?
That's fine.
Yeah. How do they
decide?
Are
you a top bunk or a bottom bunk?
I think
guy?
I'd rather do the top bunk, I think.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm a top bunker. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just like I like being up high.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Yeah, I think if you're a, you know, somebody who like falls out of the bed, I think you want to be a bottom bunker.
Yeah.
We have bunk beds for the boys. Yeah.
And like, I don't know, there's something, it's, I think being on the top bunk feels safer for me because even though this is completely irrational, I don't have the fear of someone falling onto me, like the bed breaking and being crushed to death by someone above me.
Mm-hmm.
That won't happen to me. I'm on the top, baby. Like these are thoughts I have when I choose the top bunk.
Okay. Did they have bunk beds on Special Forces? No, they had just all regular
No, they just
bunks.
Had like cots on the floor.
Yeah.
That's too bougie.
Okay. All right. Some of the other highlights, we got to spend a lot of time with Sloan, who ultimately is not going to stick around. She would love to be a farmer's wife. She's lived in Miami for the last 10 years. I do feel like there's a lot of women who really do not have a lot of farm experience who, for some reason, really want to really go all in on the farm. It's like, well, I don't really know about living on a farm, but I would like to marry a farmer.
Yes.
I hear it. It seems nice.
So there's a lot of things going on here. I will say I have noticed the ones that live like in more like metropolitan areas at this point or like bigger cities. It seems like they all hail from like country areas originally, and that like their adult life is lived in a city. So they have like some sort of like affinity for that lifestyle, but none of them are like seem to be really used to farmer lifestyle. The other thing that is in play here is that the storyline is like, it's really hard to find a hardworking man with good values. And apparently the only way to do so is to date a farmer. That is the only way to find a hardworking man with good morals and values.
In a world upside down, Jenny, the only real man a woman could find is the man that lives alone on a farm.
Yeah, that's it. Like, it's such an extreme. It's like, it needs to be this very specific occupation. I think that it's like probably just very rough out there in the dating streets. And honestly, I can attest that it seems to be a thing based on friends I have that are, you know, currently having to deal with the landscape of dating in 2023.
Have they considered landscaping on a farm?
I mean, listen, I will say farming for love is coming to Canada.
What's farming for love? What's farming for love?
It's literally this show. It's like it's like the Canadian version of Farmer Wants a Wife. It's coming to CTV in Canada.
Yeah. Well, let me see if the ratings for last night were any better. I do feel like that there is, like, I do understand, like, the appeal of this show, because that it is sweet, it is earnest, and not like that bug on Survivor last week. And, like, I do feel like that for people that are, these values appeal to you, I do think that there is maybe this is a wholesome show. There was a couple of kisses, but I do think that, like, people could resonate with this content.
Oh, for sure. And that's why I think, like, a lot of the people on the show are very normal. Like, in a way where it's, like, I'm happy for them. You know what I mean? But it's like, also, you're not gonna do anything that wacky, because you are not going on this show for Instagram followers or attention. You sincerely think that, yeah, maybe I'll marry a farmer, and that's lovely. But I think that, you know what this show could use?
What?
Is a wacky host. Shade to Jennifer Nettles, even though I had absolutely no idea who she was. I just think, like, you know, the last couple of dating shows that we've covered, Rob, we had The Real Love Boat.
Yeah,
which
wacky.
We were blessed beyond blessed to have Jerry O'Connell and Rebecca Romijn. So, and then we had Joe Millionaire, which he wasn't really the host, but Martin the Butler.
It's very wacky.
Beautiful. Amazing. Yeah. Like, there needs to be a quirk here. And I just feel like that's what we're missing with Farmer Wants a Wife. We need a quirky host or something.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the ratings for the Farmer Wants a Wife. And so I can tell you that, these ratings are a little hard to read.
I don't understand ratings, I will admit.
Yeah. It looks like they were just like, okay.
Okay, like kind of, Oklahoma, where one of these farms is.
Yeah, so kind of, you know, definitely did not hold the lead from the Masked Singer.
Listen.
And Survivor, the highest rated show of the night.
But maybe if the true audience of this show is like wholesome and mm-hmm. family, maybe 9 o'clock is too late.
Maybe 9 o'clock is too late. Maybe they should switch it with the Masked Singer.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Do you think that's the better setup? Is Matt, I think the Masked Singer racier?
Yeah, it's I don't know if it's racy, but
I think that's a little bit more for kids. Like there's costumes.
There's a lot of stuff. Yeah. Okay. Nicole is one of the women that Landon has picked. Nicole has a thing that she was the last draft pick. She was the mm-hmm. Mrs. Irrelevant, as we say in the NFL draft. And do you know that?
No.
That the person who gets picked last in the NFL draft, they call that guy Mr. Irrelevant. That's the title bestowed on that person. But
and they
actually
carry that for the rest of their life?
Well, a lot of times they don't even stick in the NFL. It just so happens that this last year, Brock Purdy of the 49ers happened to be the last pick in the draft, and he turned out to be very relevant.
Right.
He was the most relevant Mr. Irrelevant. Yeah. Yes.
That's wild. Mm-hmm. That's so mean.
Yes.
Sports are so toxic.
Yes.
I mean, I love them, but that's very toxic. You're irrelevant.
It's
you
fine.
The last
Nobody
pick.
Cares. Nobody cares.
They're fine.
Yes.
They're making so much money.
But anyway, so Nicole, she is a little hung up on being the last pick.
But like, how are you not Nicole and thinking, okay, well, Alan picked Cassidy Joe last mm-hmm. and asked her to spend 24 hours. And that was technically his sixth pick. So I know it's not the same guy, but like she watched, I'm pretty sure they were all there while everyone picked each other or maybe they weren't. I don't know, but I just think that like the order that you're picked doesn't necessarily mean anything, especially if the first person that was picked isn't the person that got picked for 24 hours, because mm-hmm. it's like, I could understand, okay, there's an order of the picks. And then the person that got picked first is also the person that gets chosen to have the first 24 hours together. But if that doesn't happen, then you can probably say the picks might've been arbitrary. Like they might've just done it in whatever
order. Yeah,
we
don't know. We don't know what order. Yeah.
Also, if I were a lead, I would purposely not pick that way, because I would not want it to be like obvious that I am picking like someone that I'm the least interested in last or something. I don't know. Don't you think that you would like change it up a little bit?
Look,
I would do it alphabetical. I do it alphabetical.
Look, the farmers, that they know what they're doing. Okay.
Do they?
I don't know. I mean, they're not married. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, you're shaming them for not being married.
I guess they know what they're doing in some things, but not in others.
Yeah, I don't know. But I like it, clearly she was saying she had some like issues in the past where she felt like she wasn't good enough, and mm-hmm. so this brought things up. And I was like, don't do this, girl. Like I was like, please don't say this to him, because I felt like these are the kinds of conversations that kind of start a narrative that does not go well for that person.
Right. Ultimately, Landon is going to reassure her later on in the episode. She's going to confront him about it. And he's like, look, like, don't put any weight in that. You're not here just because I had to pick five women out of the eight. It's like, wait, hold on. Then I'm confused, because I thought that's literally what happened.
You did have to, technically. Mm-hmm. Like, so much to the point that the man that got rejected got to go into the sixth round.
Yeah, you literally had to pick five people.
Yeah, it seems that you did have to. Mm-hmm.
Five women had to say yes, and you got to take them. And like, what is he saying? Like, no, you would not be one of the five women I liked. You would not be here if you were not one of my five favorites, okay?
You just happen to be the fifth favorite.
It was in no particular order.
Well, he did. He did say, well, he's like, I could have made a joke like, oh, saving the best for last. But like, I can't do that, which like kind of smooth on his part. But well, come on. No one's going to say that.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Let's go back to Farmer Allen's house. Farmer Allen, that he's got the women, that he's got out his chainsaw. Sloan says she's always wanted a man who can chop down a tree. How important is that for you, Jenny?
This blew my mind because it wasn't just like an off the cuff being like, I'd love a man that can chop down a tree. This woman said, I have always said that I want a man that can chop down a tree. She said it like this has been something that she's been talking about for years. I'm looking for a person that is emotionally mature, has good communication, you know, respects me, cares about, you know, I'm like, no, chopping a freaking tree, man. Like, that is, top of the list, baby.
That's couple goals. Yeah. All right. So number one. So now,
like, do you need to learn how to chop a tree now, Rob? Oh, like, do you think Nicole is downstairs being like, Rob is wonderful, but you know what? I've never seen this man chop a tree down.
Okay. Well, Jenny, ask anybody, any of our listeners, ask at Nicole says what on Twitter. does Rob chop down trees for you? See what she says.
So do you think the answer is have you chopped a tree for her?
Several.
Several trees?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Were they big trees?
They weren't babies. I would never kill a baby
never
tree.
Never do that.
Would never kill a baby tree. I only kill old diseased trees. I put them out of their misery.
Rob, this is blowing my mind right now. You are a tree guy.
Tree guy.
You are. Hey,
Jenny, and if you really want to blow your mind, go put on Survivor Amazon. Okay.
Well, this is the thing. Is like that was no offense, Rob, a long time ago.
Oh, and you were what do you think? I forgot.
Living in the freaking jungle. So yeah, you're I just don't know that you're chopping trees in your freaking spare time. You're podcasting like a million hours a day. Nope. When do you have time to chop trees?
Yeah, I make the time.
This is very impressive. Honestly, yeah. You've just got, you know what I said? I said chopping a tree wasn't important to me, but I have a new respect for you.
It's not important to me, but it is important to the First Lady podcast.
And that's what's important. That is the point where it's not about chopping the tree. It's about doing the thing that you know is important to your partner.
Yes. And so, yeah, that's chopping trees goals. Is one of them. Yeah. But Rebecca, she didn't jump in head first but even though Sloan goes home, Alan taking notes. Interesting. Over at Ryan's house, he's having the women fix the fence. Luckily, all of these guys have their farms are in various states of disrepair to have these prospective wives.
Do you think they broke some of these things? like Ryan just like kicked a fence. He's like, I need something for these people to do.
Yep. Alan dropped a bombshell on the potential wives. Hey, sometimes I have to leave for weeks at a time. This must be when he goes to do ag sales.
Yes, where he's selling his eggs. This was confusing to me because they're having their little dinner. And he drops the bomb and he says, you know, he goes west a couple times a week and you'd be
there. A couple times a week?
Rob, when I tell you, I paused this and then rewatched it. And perhaps I was betrayed by closed captioning. Mm-hmm. But he apparently said he goes west a couple times a week, which does not make sense.
Like how far west? Like a couple miles?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, is it like an hour west? Like, you're going to have to make dinner that night? I might not be home for dinner. Like, what is he trying to say?
Does he go to another part of the country? Yeah. That's a good, that is a good question.
That doesn't make sense because it's like, if you're going a far distance a couple times in a single week, aren't you, like, you're not coming back and then going back again. This was such a confusing point to me. It would make more sense if he said he goes west for a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
a few times a year.
That's what I thought he was saying.
But that's not what he said, is what is messing with me. Because I was like, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Because everything that preceded that comment was very much like, oh, there might be like a week where you're at home by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I go west a couple times a week. I don't know. I did literally rewind and watch this part because I was like, what?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I might have been betrayed by closed captioning because the closed captioning said that too.
Okay. All right. I mean, who can get inside?
And maybe that was
the cause of the divorce.
She's like, can you plan these trips a little bit more like logically?
Yeah. You're also, just going... and not in the middle of filming a reality show, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Alan, he's the only person that's going to get rid of somebody. He's going to get rid of Sloan. Sloan,
that was awkward, eh?
Yeah, she wants to find love, but she maybe doesn't need to go to such extreme as to marrying a farmer.
Yeah, I think that's a very good takeaway, Sloan.
That was a good takeaway.
I think that there are several people that are probably going to walk away with that takeaway, yeah. Being like, you know what? I have realized that I want a certain type of person. I don't necessarily have to
need a literal farmer. Yeah.
Literal farmer. And I'm living in the middle of nowhere, going from Miami to
a farm.
Wherever.
Oklahoma.
Is he out? No, I thought.
I don't know. Don't quiz me.
I thought he was in North Carolina.
No, that's maybe. Ryan. Ryan's North Carolina.
Yeah. I think Landon is Oklahoma.
Okay.
I don't know. Listen, I haven't had enough time with these people. They haven't had enough time with the women. That's why none of them could get rid of them.
Yeah. At least nobody's called each other by the wrong name. Yeah.
Well, which is impressive because they all have the same
name. Okay.
The multiple Ashleys and Haleys. And
then Jenny, at the end, we got, okay, so Ryan didn't send anybody home. And then Hunter didn't send anybody home. We saw that Megan like stands up and she's like, she can't deal with it. This is like fake.
Yeah. So we were getting like confessionals from Megan before Hunter made his decision that no one was being sent home. And I was starting to think like, oh, we're getting these confessionals from Megan. Megan's going to get sent home because, oh, silly me thought maybe when we got, you know, this note saying you should send someone home that maybe people were going to go home, but no.
Mm-hmm.
So we see, you know, Megan's struggling with the cameras and the TV part. She thinks that if it was real life, she would definitely connect with Hunter, but she's really struggling. And Hunter says everyone can stay. And then they all cheers. Megan looks uncomfortable through this whole thing. Every time the camera pans over to her, she's like hunched over. She just looks so uncomfortable. And it was very hard to watch because like you can just tell. Like, you can just tell this is not a pleasant experience for her. And so then we get, like, one of those scenes where, you know, the cameras are, like trying not to be obvious that they're filming them because it's, like, from around the corner and it's, like, dark while they're talking. And Megan says it feels staged. It feels like everyone's got, like, a story and, like, they're all so outgoing and she's just like, what am I doing here? And Hunter is just like, I'm just trying to get to know you. And she says she doesn't think she can handle the reality TV part.
Good. Leave. What do you want? Like, which is
totally fair.
Wants a wife, lady.
Yeah. I mean, I think that this is
the
very,
big leagues.
Yeah. I that's why I'm saying like some of these people are like real. Like this girl.
She's too real.
Just wants to marry a farmer, I think. But
I just wanted the farmer, but I didn't want all this.
You should never go on a reality television show that is legitimately about like competing against other people for love if you are not built to compete with other people for attention, because like, that's the thing that blows my mind on these shows all the time is like when people are like, I'm not here to compete for this man's attention. That is literally why you were here. Mm-hmm. That is literally the point of the show. Like it, I don't know who told her this was a good idea, because everything about this is obvious.
Listen,
that this
Megan,
was not like
around here. You're the livestock that's being judged.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Them's the breaks on Farmer Wants a Wife.
Yeah. I think that there's no way that she's sticking. If she sticks around, she will just get eliminated soon. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that I don't think she's long for this world, whether she stays or not, you know?
Yeah. They really have not done a great job of fleshing out who most of the women are. I think that maybe we have met like of the,
I still don't know all their names.
Yes. And I feel like that we have not even like really had any sort of like storyline for like 60% of the women, like maybe one or two women per farmer.
Yeah.
Have
I think
like
I could
story.
Maybe name two women that are there for each farmer, and that's it. And Rob, you know how much I pay attention to these shows, the notes I take. There are just some women where they were completely purple.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who they are. Yeah.
Also, Farmer Wants a Wife, not a show that passes the Bechdel test.
No.
No.
Definitely not.
I don't even know if we've ever seen two of the women have a conversation.
Well, they did hug when the women would arrive to the farms. They greeted the woman that was already there.
Yes. Okay.
That was it.
That was it. That was
That's
it.
And they
did, some
of
the women did wonder aloud in the car, do you think that the one woman that was there already got hot and heavy with the farmer?
Sydney and Hunter got down and dirty.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have not seen anything about the interactions between these women. And like the friendships are some of my favorite parts on these shows, you know? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so maybe we'll get more of it. They're still trying to flesh it all out.
And maybe we won't. Because, Jenny, we have to make a decision, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
That's Farmer Wants a Wife, episode number 2. How are you feeling, Jenny, about Farmer Wants a Wife?
Rob, I will say, like, this is still a breath of fresh air for me after watching people be literally, like, abused on television.
Right.
Under the guise of a challenge.
This
and
is
testing
charming.
Themselves. This is sweet. It's cute. It's not hot, is what I will say. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, it's endearing. There's little nuggets of things where I'm like, that's kind of funny. But it's not like the best thing I've ever watched. It's not like I'm like, God, I can't wait to watch this again. So that's kind of how I'm feeling. I am content in that. Like I would continue podcasting about this show because It's not hard. You know what I mean? It's not
easy.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say like easy because I feel like that makes it sound bad.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's comfortable enough.
Yes.
I feel equipped, but I'm always open to other things is the thing. You know what I mean? I'm definitely not in a situation where I'm like, God, I just wish something else would come along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's kind of how I'm feeling. How do you feel, Rob?
Okay. I feel like that Farmer Wants a Wife is on the upswing. I think that there were definitely more fun moments. It's not my favorite show. I don't look forward to it every week. Like I look forward to our conversation, but
right.
I think that it is intriguing.
Mm-hmm. I think it's clearly, I mean, there's been multiple seasons of it in Australia. Like, it's not nothing. There's something there, and maybe it's just a slow burn. It did seem like in the previews for next week that there is at least More drama coming.
Okay.
Whether it's very selective editing or not, I don't know. But there's only one way to find out, right?
All right. We polled our audience today. Okay. We put out the poll on our Robin's Podcast patron Facebook group, and we also tweeted it out on Twitter. Jenny retweeted. Okay. Also, you can go there all week long and vote. Okay. And let us know, assuming we stay with Farmer Wants a Wife,
right?
That what we should do. But I can tell you the votes are in, okay? And let me tell you what the audience voted, okay?
All right.
Is Farmer Wants a Wife a hit or should we quit? Okay. 75% of our voters said Farmer Wants a Wife is a hit.
Whoa.
That's pretty overwhelming. So
that is a lot.
Jenny, now, do you want to ring the bell?
Okay. Well, here's the thing, Rob, is like, what am I ringing the bell for? Like, I'm going home.
If you want to leave here and you want to quit, all you have to do is ring that bell.
Oh, I just don't. I feel like people will judge me if I ring the bell here. No, I think that based on what I know of the reality TV landscape right now, I feel content with saying, for now, this is a hit. Yeah. I think that we are at least trending upwards, and I have at least an interest in seeing what's next.
Yeah. You got to do it like, you know, Jenny, it is hard. We are out here, and every week, I do not think that I can continue to podcast about this show. So I am 100% at my point when I say, I'm definitely not going to ring the bell.
Oh my God.
Okay. Mamma mia.
And also my hips are killing me.
Yeah.
I have to sit in this chair.
It's going to get hotter. It's going to get damper.
Oh, no, not damper. Can't handle that.
What is this, a free-for-all?
This is what we need. We need a Morrow. We need a Martin.
We need
a Jerry O'Connell. Like, I'm saying, that's what we're missing here on Farmer Wants a Wife so far.
But Jenny's literally, like, shaking.
I'm shaking in need of a wacky host. But you know what? I think that we're making the right decision.
75% said stay.
Yeah.
Okay. So robinswebsite.com/hit or quit. Sam, update the poll. and it should just be for Farmer Wants a that should Rob and Jenny continue to watch Farmer Wants a Wife? Yes. Yeah. It's a hit or no, they should quit. And if it's no, they should quit, then also you can write in what we should start watching. And keep an eye out for like some great reality TV show.
Yeah.
If it's out there.
Yeah, we need those ears to the street. Because there might be something I don't even know that's coming. That
Sam
is
says
a hit form, just waiting.
Form is updated.
He moves fast.
And he's so good on those Google Sheets. More like former wants a wife.
Yeah. So imagine your reality show, Rob, where like they have to like do all
is
of
it me
the
or
podcast
Sam?
Things. The women come and they just take Sam's job.
Oh, no, they have to have this. Sam's going to show them the ropes. Right. Yeah.
Sam would be like the host.
Yeah.
All right. It's very important to learn how to book a guest.
Okay.
And you have to update right, that form right. as soon as Rob says.
Okay. All right. Sam's giving us the finger. Okay. All right. Jenny, what's coming up for you?
Oh, not a whole lot. You know what? There's things coming up in the horizon, though. So make sure you're following me on Twitter.
Yeah, Jenny Autumn might have a big project in the works.
There might be a few projects.
A huge project in the works.
One very big one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Jenny?
Oh, this was fun. I had a great time and I'm glad. I'm feeling like we have a home now. Yeah. I feel like this.
We
this
know
makes
what we're
sense.
Doing. We've for,
we know
for,
what we're doing.
For months and months. We got to figure this out.
Yeah. Cause we were just kind of like
adrift.
Just doing the thing, you know, and now we're doing the thing with purpose.
We got it. Okay.
Got it.
All right. Check out all of our Survivor coverage. Had some good podcasts earlier in the day. My Survivor exit interview, had a nice chat with Rick Devins as well. Also got to talk Australian Survivor with Shannon Gus this week. All of our Big Brother Canada coverage and much more. Plus, we are watching a little show called Outlast over on Netflix. Jenny, you know what this is?
I have heard vaguely about this, but it sounds intriguing. Mm-hmm. Should I get in on this? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if it would be your cup of tea.
Is my cup of tea?
I don't know. It's not wacky. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's a little dark.
Oh, I don't mind dark.
Yeah. 16 people living in the Alaskan wilderness, trying to outlast each other to win $1 million. The one rule is a no homicide.
That's a great rule.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate that rule.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that there's at least that in place.
Yes.
So, so it's like, is it Squid Gamey? Like a little bit,
I think they're looking for squid most of the time.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, right. It is a little bit more like, Naked and Afraid meets Lord of the Flies.
Oh, boy. And these are real people?
Real people, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm intrigued. I don't know. Intrigued. Maybe I'll just do enough so that I can, like, understand. Because you guys
I think
did,
you could just you guys- watch the trailer and you know if you're in or out.
And you guys did a nothing but Netflix.
We did
of
the first two episodes.
Episode,
and we're going to finish it. We're going to finish it this weekend.
Well, I can at least do that much. I can handle that much.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us for Farmer Wants a Wife. We'd love to get your feedback on the new format of Hit. Is it a hit or are you going to quit? Let us know. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.